Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everyone, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you some thoughts and my opinion on the so-called first tee nerves. I know a lot of golfers get really nervous when it comes to teeing off on the first hole, especially on a Saturday, which is today. So all morning I've been teaching golfers and giving classes to juniors, adults, beginners, and really advanced golfers, so across the board. And I'm pretty close to the first tee. I can see people warming up and heading to the first tee, and I can see the fear, and I can hear the conversations that are going on the putting green, and then on the range, and walking to the first tee or driving because everyone's in a car. So I'm seeing all of this, and there are a few different little tips, little secrets, if you want to call them, to just helping you get off the first tee and, you know, getting into some momentum as quickly as possible. Because I know typically people take a few holes to get into it, and it doesn't, sometimes people don't get into it until the back nine. And it's a talked about topic. I've heard people say this and write this in different forums and such about they hate how they can't just get off to a good start, and it takes them a few holes to warm up or get into it. And honestly, that's what your practice time before you go out should be doing for you. You know, you shouldn't be warming up, hitting balls, and then going out and using the first few holes to warm up. Like, that should be done. You know, when you're teeing off that first tee, it's like it's go time. You're in the event. You're in the tournament. You're in play mode. Like, it's time to go after it and follow your strategy and play golf, not warm up or play golf swing until you finally just say screw it and let's just hit the ball and try to play, which too many people wait too long to do. So I saw this a lot this morning, and it just, I don't know, it hit me more so this morning. And I just want to share one major thing for the range, one major thing for the putting green, and then one huge thing for the first tee. So on the range, because that's where you'll probably start, and I advise you start there. Don't expect to be striking pure, beautiful shots. Like, don't get on the range and think, you know what, if I'm not striking it good on the range, my golf course is, play is going to be a nightmare. And there's also there's a few people, and I only know this because I was one of them a long time ago, that think if they're hitting the ball bad on the range, they're probably going to hit it good on the course. And both of them statements are just garbage, right? You don't be on the range expecting to hit beautiful shots, and don't think that because you're hitting bad shots, it's going to be better on the golf course. Use the range to literally loosen up, to warm up, do stretches if you must, but go through the bag. You don't have to hit a bunch of shots with every club. Just go through the bag and literally loosen up. Like, the best players on the planet, when they're on the range warming up and loosening up, I've watched them hit shanks and tops. I've watched them nearly miss the club face because they don't care. They literally do not care because they know that it doesn't mean anything other than them getting their bodies loosened up and ready to get dialed into play. They don't care about it. They're not aiming for a specific target when they're trying to loosen up or warm up. They're just moving the body in a motion that is similar to the golf swing. And then over time on the range, they start to dial in, they start to switch out clubs, they start to aim at targets, they start to implement their routine over time, and then you'll see from start to finish, the shots get better because that's how they've designed their warm-up and the way, and that's how they've designed their way of getting into the swing of things. So when it's time to play, you play and you don't play golf swing. So use the range to loosen up, get out of your head. Don't place energy on those bad shots. Expect bad shots and then start to dial in with clubs, targets and routine. Then move into the putting green. I see this so much, people dropping 3, 4, 5 balls. You don't get to play with that many balls. Just put one on there and put around the hole. Usually there's a few holes on the putting green, there's not one typically. If you are at a golf course that just has one hole on the green, then I'm sorry, it sucks for you. You'll have to get creative. But usually there's a few holes. One ball and put to the holes and put around and play a little mini putting competition with yourself. So you only get one chance. That way you start to think about the line, the pace, all the thing, the reading the green. You start to think about all of these things that you're going to have to think about on the golf course. So you start to warm your mind up. You start to warm your brain up. That's not scientifically correct, I'm sure. But you get the gist. And you start to just get a real sense of the speed of the greens. You start to get a real sense of how your stroke feels and all of the things that you would need when you're on the golf course. The next thing on the putting green, these go hand in hand. The next thing before moving on to the tee box to play is put the ball close to the hole, 2-3 feet maybe. And just hole a few putts in a row. Hole 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, however many, up to 10 putts. So you hear the cup. So you hear the ball fall into the cup. You hear the ball and see the ball go into the hole. You do that, you just start to see essentially little miniature results. And those miniature results just start momentum. They start to create good energy. They start to create a positive outlook on the future shots and your round of golf. So I'm not saying that you it's going to make you hole everything, but it will certainly give you a different, more influential perspective when you're out on the putting greens on the golf course. So do that. I typically would try to hole 10 in a row from close just to hear the ball go into the cup. And then you're going to move on to the first tee. So on that first tee, it is go time, it's play time. It's time to focus on what you want the ball to do and not what you don't want the ball to do. So the better you can get at zoning in on your routine, your club that you're going to choose, your target that you're going to choose, your overall swing thought, your overall ball flight, the overall strategy of the hole, everything to do with what you're trying to do, that's what your focus should be on rather than what you don't want it to do. And then when it comes time to hitting the shot and it's your turn, it is your name that gets called up. Yeah, there's people watching, obviously, most places, whether it's a 20 or 30 people or whether it's just your playing partners or just the starter. Either way, someone's usually watching you. I get it can be nerve-wracking. I get that. But that just goes to show that your focus is not on what you're trying to do. It's on what someone else is watching you do. So you gotta pay close attention to your golf ball, you putting your glove on, your deep breaths, and stay in your own world, stay in your process, your focus. You do that, you'll forget that people are watching you. You really will. So they're the three little takeaways. They're the three takeaways that I think are huge that can help you get off to a good start on a weekend, shave a few strokes off your game. I'll be back with you tomorrow. I hope that helps, hope that gives you some value. I'll see you then.